If Donald Trump wins the election this fall, he'll be the oldest U.S. president ever elected at age 70. If Hillary Clinton wins, she'll be 69, just 8 months younger than Ronald Reagan when he was elected. Clinton's health has come under renewed scrutiny after she nearly collapsed at the 9/11 memorial yesterday before taking time off from the campaign to recover from pneumonia. WMIC Stephen Nesson took to the streets to ask some of the youngest voters if age matters for a candidate.
At lunchtime in Washington Square Park, 18-year-old Queens resident Chris Collado considers the question.
It is concerning, like, when you see there's health issues, because you don't know how the vice president is going to run.
But he says having older candidates can also be a plus.
Maybe someone that is 50 might be able to be more energetic and can deal with more health issues than someone that is 70, but maybe knowledge also plays a part if you're older, so.
Collado's friend, 18-year-old Michelle Moera from Long Island, agrees. But she also says Hillary's episode just proves what a leader she is.
My mother had pneumonia, and I know what it's like to have pneumonia. It's rough. So the fact that she was still going to that tribute for 9/11 shows that she cares, and she has a lot of dedication, and she clearly puts this country first.
Trump has made an issue of Clinton's health in the past, but 20-year-old James Rodriguez from San Antonio says he's not worried about her long-term health.
Her little episode yesterday, I think it just shows me that she's human, and I think that that's what a lot of people need to see from her right now.
Both candidates have vowed to release more extensive medical records. For WNYC, I'm Stephen Nesson.